The beginning of this week's parsha, of course, is Vayelech Moshe Vaydaber Yisrael Devarim Ha'elo Kol Yisrael. Hence, parsha's Vayelech. So, all the mefarshim, all the pashtanim, are bothered. What does it mean, Vayelech? Moshe was talking in parsha's Devarim Vayeskanan Eker Vrei Shoftim Kiseitzik Zavon Nitzavim, and now Moshe is talking in parsha's Vayelech. Where did he go? So the Ramban and Ibn Ezra take Vayelech as well as many Achronim, as literal walking. He actually went from place to place. And they say, we see from this pasuk that really his speech ended in Parshas Nitzavim, and the big kenes ended, everyone went home, and then, where did Moshe go? He went, I assume, in the first speech, the long speech from Devarim through Nitzavim, he called everyone to a meeting, and they all heard his speech, then everyone went home, then he went to them to give him his last farewell address. Either he went to each of the Shvatim, or he went to the Machne Yisrael. Instead of them coming to him, he went to them. And the point being that, you know, here Moshe was, of course, a leader, and he was a melech, and a navi, and maybe he even served as a Kohen Gadol for a bit, and it's proper in his kava that everyone should come to him to hear the speech. And they did come to him to hear many speeches. After all, his kavod malchus, kavod haTorah. But for his last speech, for farewell, he wanted to show extra caring to Bnei Yisrael. So he says, I'm not going to call you to come to me. I'm going to come to you to give you this last divrei chizuk to show. What difference did it make? It made a difference to them. That if he comes to them, that shows that he's saying goodbye. It's really personal. He's really machshav them. He cares about them. And for the Ramban and Ibn Ezra, it's a geographical vayelech. And it's a lesson in leadership that, you know, it's not enough to just say the right things. It's not enough to just know what people should do and to lead them in the direction. You have to show caring for people. You have to be machshiv people and show caring for them and show how much you care about them by going out of your way for people and not just telling them what to do. The Sforno, however, says it is a psychological halicha, not a geographical halicha. He says, he brings a few rayas from various places, that Vayelech is nisorer badover. He was inspired to do something new, to do something additional, to do something that maybe he wasn't planning on doing. That's Vayelech Moshe, he was inspired to do some chiddush. Apparently, the Sforno assumes that Moshe really finished his speech. The truth is, a lot of Vayelech is expanding on some of the themes of Nitzavim, and it's more personal. Ben Me'ov Esrim Shanon Chi Hayom Lo Chalod. He had given his Divrei Torah that he had to say of the Dvar Hashem, and now his own personal words of Chizuk, which he decided to add. He didn't have to decide to add them. He was just inspired to go Me'al Me'ever to do a little more, and in his last moment, say a little extra. Okay, why is this? What are we meant to learn from this Vayelech, according to the Sforno? So Moshe was inspired to add a little to his speech. What is the message of that Lador is for everyone? So the message is Pashut. The Achronim point out, they say this name that told us Yaakov Yosef, that Moshe here was in his last day. Rashi says, it means literally 120 years old, like literally that was the day that he was going to die. Many people, you know, as they get older and they've accomplished a lot in their life, they slow down a bit, they look back, they take stock of their accomplishments and are very satisfied with what they did. And Moshe did everything. He could have ended the Torah now, and the Torah would have said, Lo kom od navi o bi Yisrael kamo sheshe yido Hashem, etc. L'chol osos v'amofsin leinei kol Yisrael. But Moshe, he never wanted to rest on his laurels. He never wanted to stop. He never was satisfied with what he is. Even his last day, when he had done Moshe Rabbeinu his whole life, nonetheless, he wasn't satisfied. He says, can I do more? What else can I do? How can I continue growing? Even I want less than one day left in this universe. I have a couple hours left in this world. How can I keep growing and doing more? And Tolz Yaakov says, that's Vayelech Moshe, that you always have to be Baalicha. You can never be Bishiva. You can never stay where you are. You always have to do more. You always have to be inspired to do more. And ultimately, you know, we think of what's ultimately the difference in life, right? What's an Ovid Hashem and someone who's not Ovid Hashem? Chazal says, Shona Pirko Mea Pa'amin, Mea Ve'echad Pa'amin. It's not that 100 and 101 makes a difference. Some first say, in those days, the minig, what they would do 100 times. So if you did 100 times, you were a standard, you're a good guy. You're a Beseder, you're a good guy, stark guy. You know, 101 means, no, you want to do more. You want to keep growing. You're not satisfied with just being what you're supposed to be and just doing what you've done until now. You're looking to grow. You're looking to change. You're looking to develop. And ultimately, in this time of Aseres Metshuva, you know, we're talking about, you know, very high standards, you know, that to be perfect in Kol Torah Kula and every single chait, you know. What's ultimately the difference of someone who's perfect and never does anything wrong versus someone who's imperfect? Then it's very depressing. Like, what are the odds we're going to be perfect? The difference between someone who's okay and someone who does every avera? Okay, that's not a reason just to not do every avera is not good enough. So if everyone is somewhere in the middle, then what's ultimately the difference between someone who's successfully doing the Aseres Metshuva and someone who's not? And I think this is, told us Yaakov Yosef says, this is Vayelech. You know, are you satisfied with where you are? You're Beseder? You could be satisfied with where you are being not terribly firm. I think I'm not going to go to hell. Because I'm like firm enough to not go to hell. I'm satisfied with where I are. Or you could be like super firm. And I'm satisfied with where I am. If you're satisfied with where you are, then ultimately, that's not what Hashem wants from you. Then ultimately, you're not a holech. But Asati, Hashem says to the Navi Zechariah, Asati chal malachim bein ha'omdim ha'eleh. Malachim are omdim. They are what they are. Good malach, a bad malach, whatever it is. A human being is supposed to be a mahalach. A human being is going someplace. The point of a human being is that the reason human beings are greater than Malachim is not because we have more capabilities or more holiness or more power, but because we can always go someplace. We never have to stay the same. We can always go someplace. And ultimately, that's the goal of this time period of the year, is, you know, even if I'm not going to be perfect, even if the minute Yom Kippur ends for the next year, I'm not going to be 100% perfect, if I'm going someplace, if I'm never satisfied with who I am, I'm trying to improve, then I'm striving for perfection. If I'm striving for perfection, that's what Hashem wants from a human being. And maybe that's the most, you know, besides Moshe's whole speech in this parsha, maybe the most powerful part of Moshe's speech in this parsha is, Vayelech Moshe, no matter what you've accomplished, to never be satisfied with what you're accomplished, there's always more to be holy, always more to go. And Bezrat Hashem, we should all have a year of halicha, and therefore be inscribed with all of Klal Yisrael for a year of bracha, v'atzlacha, and Yeshua's benachamos.